Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I think sometimes you just have to be careful when you have dialogue with persons, what you say to them, because they will make up stories on you. I want to greet you well. It's good to be back here at First Baptist. Last year I was here and enjoyed the fellowship of the church. I want to greet your minister, Reverend Darrell, and to celebrate his ministry, both himself and his wife, and all the leadership, the persons who serve in the leadership of the church here, and for keeping the ministry going here in a very difficult time in globally, where the church is being challenged in many ways. I bring you greetings from Jamaica, my two congregations there in Montego Bay, and I want to wish you all the best as we continue to partner in this very important ministry for CWOP. As Diane alluded, that I only get about 15 minutes or so. Something that I'm struggling with to adjust myself, but I try to do that. And sometimes I get even quarter sermon time. So I will see how we do with that this morning. All right. Okay. So I want to draw your attention again to the book of Jude, which formulate the basis of what I want to share this morning. And in Jude, the Bible tells us that Jude is speaking, and he says, "When I give all diligence to write unto you of this common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and to exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto you." God, may your spirit speak to us, speak to our hearts, give us receptive minds and hearts. May you, Lord, unfold those deeper things in your word. May you allow us to see beyond the obvious. In your name we pray. Amen. I want to briefly share with you this morning on the topic, God's word versus human philosophy. Philosophy is the human quest to understand fundamental truths, truths about self, about the world, about relationships. And to some extent, there are others who have pursued this discipline for academical purposes. Those who embark on such a journey will perpetually engaged in asking and answering questions and arguing powerfully for their own perceptions as to what they consider to be truth. Philosophy can be viewed in four major categories. Metaphysics, those of us who have studied physics and metaphysics, which study the nature of reality as to what exists in the world and to wrestle with such questions as, is there a God? What is truth? Who is a person? Is the world strictly composed of matter? Do people have a mind? And what is that all about in relationship to the body? Do humans have a free will? And we question all of these things in metaphysics. The other strand and branch of philosophy is epistemology, the study of knowledge. What are we capable of knowing? What about the world? Questions such as, what is knowledge? Do we really know anything at all that we say we know? How we know what we say we know? Can we be justified in claiming to know certain things that we say we know? We look at ethics as another branch, which concerns itself with what we ought to do. And when is it the best time to do it? What is good? What is right? What is wrong? what makes a person's action good or bad? What is politically correct? What makes an action right? Is morality objective or subjective? Relative or absolute? These are the questions ethics will concern itself with. Then we have logics. This is the argument or reason given for people. The argument or reason given for a person's answer. Logic will ask, what constitutes good or bad? Reasoning. How do you determine whether a given piece of reasoning is good or bad? The entire body of philosophy operates in isolation to the Word of God, which the Christian community holds as absolute truth. Philosophy, when taken to the extreme, will reject God's word as absolute truth based on reasoning. The Christian claim is that the Bible is the word of God. Philosophy asks, is that true? With it, the Bible is the word of God, and with its significant characteristics being not its formal structure, but its divine inspiration, which gives the Bible its divine authority and authenticity. Inspiration is what the Christian believe about the Bible, that the Bible is divinely inspired. And they use 2 Timothy 3:16 to formulate the basis of that argument. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that those who believe in God may be perfect and truly furnished unto all good works. Yes, inspiration speaks to God's breath, that God breathed upon every word. But philosophy will ask, is this true? It is scientific in the Bible. The Bible defends itself in the sense that the Bible defends itself on the basis of its scientific accuracy. Secondly, it is its historical documentation and consistency. Its unification in that it is read as one document. It defends itself with its prophetic accuracy. It also defends itself with its relevance in all age. Because the Bible tells us that the flower fadeth and the grass withereth, but the word of God stands forever. And the Bible tells us that in all of this, the Bible is one of the most consistent books throughout history. And those of us who are Christians can embrace that understanding. Jesus himself says that the word of God is truth. St. John 17:17 says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. In St. John 5:39, it says, we should search the scriptures, for in them we have eternal life. What human philosophy has done, according to Romans 1:21 downward, it says that the human philosophy has changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipping and serving the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. In our texts, the writer of Jude claims that the writing of this epistle was occasioned by the reception of news that certain peril crept in the church and notice where godless persons who in the name of philosophy and liberty were encouraging the people of the Christian community to live in a lawless, licentious way. Placing a cloud over the teachings of the gospel and the teachings of Jesus Christ. Jude says, I was about to write about doctrinal issues, but I find it necessary to write and to urge the Christian community to earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto us. This faith caused the blood and the sweat of persons in the Reformation period who stood out, people like Martin Luther, who fought against the philosophy and the ideologies of those in the medieval age to preserve and to hand down this gospel to us, the gospel of peace that is transformative in nature, that is life-changing in nature. They fought to preserve it, and now we have the baton, and Jude is urging us that we should not allow those who embraces human philosophy and ideology to dampen this gospel of peace that is the answer to human life and society. Jude used some examples to declare that for such of the persons who embrace this philosophy and the ideology and try to dampen the gospel of peace, he put them in remembrance in verse 5. Put them in remembrance of those Israelites who, because of unbelief, did not enter into the promised land. They did not enter because they doubted that God would truly bring them across the River Jordan into the land of promise. And as a consequence, they met their demise. Jude also put them in remembrance of the angels who did not keep their first estate, but intermarry with humankind. As a consequence, giants were born in the land. And so in the antediluvian age, the earth suffered its demise. Jude, in verse 7 and verse 8, also put them in remembrance of the people in Sodom and Gomorrah, who because of their determination to live a life that was not wholesome, that God also allowed them to meet their demise. Jude then charged the readers to draw a moral line, draw a line in the sand, and to earnestly fight and struggle for this faith. There are so many, I was in Scotland last year, and I recognize that the same kind of challenges that we're experiencing in Jamaica, where churches are closing, people are turning away from the church. It is happening in Scotland, where, and Europe, where many of our churches are becoming pubs and used as residential residents. And we find the same thing here in Canada. Why are people turning away from our churches? The church needs to stand up in this age and to fight and to acquit itself as God would have us do. We need to preserve this gospel of peace which God wants us as Christian community to preserve. There are so many Christians globally that are embracing the philosophy and the ideology of men. Peter and the apostles put it well in the book of Acts 5 and verse 27 to verse 29. He says, we ought to obey God rather than man. We ought to obey God rather than man. While we have the right to think and to reason and to argue and to question, we must allow the word of God to remain the basis of truth and to become the central theme in our lives and in our Christian community. Isaiah 40 and verse 8 from the Old Testament passage we read says, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of God stands forever. The word of God stands forever. It is durable. It is, Hitler said he would destroy every Bible, during the time of his reign. And we recognize that he failed because the word of God stands forever. Let us teach it to our children. Let us teach it. The Bible says that we should teach it when they lie down and when they rise it up, when they go it out. Let us teach it to our children. Let us teach it to our communities. Let us use it as the basis of truth. Let us use it as the principle on which we govern our lives, because there are people in the world today who are growing without souls. They are growing without any sensitivity to God because we fail to teach the word. Paul says to Timothy, preach the word of God. Preach it in season and out of season. Whether they will hear or whether they will forbear. Preach the word of God. As Christians, we have a duty to preach the word of God, to keep the moral pulse of the society. Right? We are blessing God in Jamaica that we still, when I walk into the schools, any of the school, I'm chairman for about 4 school boards, but when I walk into any of those schools in Jamaica, and any Monday morning, they are still having a devotional exercise. They are still using the word of God as the truth. When I went to Scotland last year, visited the school for St. Margaret's School for Girls, we could not do a devotional exercise. And I'm sure that the same thing holds in Canada, that you cannot go into your schools and teach and preach the gospel because it is not politically correct to do so. And gradually we are losing a hold on our society and our community. Let us stand as soldiers of the cross. Let us stand up as soldiers of the cross. And let us continue to fight to preserve the orthodoxy of Christianity. Let the word of God remains the authority on which the church stands, the central theme. Let the word of God remains the main measure and standard and the rule by which we govern our lives. And then the glory of the Lord will fill the world. The glory of the Lord will return to us. Amen. The Bible says that righteousness will exalt a nation, but sin is a reproach. Let us stand on our feet. Let us stand, all stand. Just find somebody and say, let us stand for the word of God. Come on, move around. Come on, let us stand for the word of God. Let us contend for this faith. Let us fight to preserve it. Because God has given us this word. He has placed it in earthen vessels. We are the earthen vessels. We are the voice of God and the extension of the hands of God in this terrible time. Did you hear about the shooting in Texas last night? Yes. And every week you can listen out. Somebody without soul has no concern for the sanctity of human life. Murdering and killing people because they did not go to a Sunday school like I listened to Reverend Darrell talking to the children and teaching principles. We need to teach them to our children in our homes. And if we can take it into the school, we get them in church, we teach them. Teach them in our homes. When they lie it down, when they rise it up, let them know that God is alive and that he still reigns as King and as Lord of the universe. God bless you in Jesus' name.